WMJ Newsroom. I'm Jim Taylor.
And welcome, everyone, to more of WRMJ's Mercer County Relay for Life Radiothon here today. We're going to get a dollar update here pretty soon, but I know we've reached our amount to match the Genesis $500, so congratulations to them. And with me now is Kathy Jenkins. Kathy, thanks for coming in. You are a thyroid cancer survivor. I understand you've had quite a time with that. Tell us a little bit about how you got diagnosed.
I was diagnosed because I was having trouble swallowing, and I coughed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went in, of course, and had the test done, and they thought it was just the parathyroids. So they took out two of those, and they came back cancerous. So then 3 months to the day, I went back to the hospital and had another operation, and they took out my thyroid.
Right, and then you're just on, I know a lot, my mother's had her thyroid removed, and so are you on just medicine?
Yes.
That type of thing?
Forever.
Okay, right. Yeah, we're going to talk to some other people today about that as well. The support you received from your friends, Relay for Life, I'm sure that was very important.
It was very, very important because, especially after the second surgery, I lost my voice for 4 months.
Oh.
And they weren't sure it was going to come back. And so everybody helped. I mean, you know, they brought food to the house. They prayed for me and with me and everything like that. So it was quite an experience. Cancer's played a big part, sadly, in my family.
Right.
My grandfather passed away from, he had lymphoma, and it went to his brain. So he only lived 6 months. And then my dad started out as skin cancer on his arm,
mm-hmm.
and then that went to his brain somehow, and he passed away in 6 weeks. And then my little sister got ovarian cancer, and she did live 5 years before she passed from that. But I guess one of the most important things that I myself have learned is if you don't feel right, if something in your body doesn't feel right, check it out. My sister was a nurse, and on her way back to Des Moines from visiting me, she had a rollover accident. She wasn't severely hurt, a little bruising and that type of thing, but she ended up upside down with a seatbelt.
Right.
Well, that pain, that soreness wouldn't go away. So she had to go to 4 different doctors to get somebody to listen to her and to test it, and by that time, it was stage 4.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just unbelievable.
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's the one thing we want to preach today on the Radiothon is that, right, if something's not right, you need to get it checked out. And don't say, oh, it'll be all right.
Yeah, absolutely, because 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be all right.
Right, and you've been involved with Relay? How much?
Yes. When I lived over in Iowa, we did a little different then. Yeah. It was a 24-hour.
Right.
Somebody
that's
had
how,
to be on the track for that 24 hours. And so we set up a tent and they decorate, and you know, everybody decorated their tents and things.
Right.
And you got prizes for the best tent. And it was wonderful. It was just wonderful to see the support from other survivors in the community.
Yeah. That's how it kind of started here as well. Well, listen, we're certainly glad you were able to come in today and share your story. And I know, as I said, you want to encourage people to pledge today. And of course, to participate in Relay for Life. It's an important cause.
It surely is. And, you know, this is something that we just need to find a cure or prevention for.
Right.
Because it doesn't care what age you are or nationality or anything.
Right.
Cancer's just the ugly big C.
It is. It certainly is. Well, listen, Kathy, thank you again for stopping in.
You're welcome.
That's Kathy Jenkins. Once again, she's a thyroid cancer survivor. Give us a call at 582-5626. That's 582-5626. Make a pledge. We're trying to beat last year's goal of 60.